Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com. Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, it's another week of Comics Talk Comedy. Am I on? Yeah, I think
you're on.
You can hear me?
Good. I hear you. Good to be back, Jeff.
Yes, how you been? I haven't really seen you since last week.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. I kind of hurt my back, so I'm a little...
From what?
I don't know. I think
carrying
I just slept
some
on
shows?
No, I wish. No, I'm just old now.
Yeah,
sleeping on it wrong. Yeah. Don't have any good excuse for it.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you'll be all right.
Do you have some shows?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I hosted trivia on Tuesday.
It was
a little slow this week. So it's like just so hit or miss.
It is. It goes up and down.
You know, so it was all right. And then Wednesday and Thursday I did the store. Wednesday, there was only like 10 comics that signed up, so I ended up doing 14 minutes.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's been a while since I did that much time at the store, and it was actually pretty decent for a Wednesday. There was like 30 people.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah, it had been the first time I had gone up in like 2 weeks, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I missed last week at the store, and then Winston's, I host, but I don't really do
You don't do any time?
Yeah.
Before or after the...
No.
No, okay.
Because after I'm tallying the books.
You gotta count.
Yeah.
Mm.
So Wednesday was good, and then Thursday was like really good. There was probably like 65 people there.
Oh wow! Was that a promoted one? Or just
kind of.
Okay.
I mean, it was Bijan and Hassan.
Right.
They were supposed to promote, but I don't think either. Yeah. But they did email blast, so that always helps.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was Lou there for either of those days?
Lou was there on Wednesday this week.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So it was different to have him there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I did like 8 on Thursday, but it was really good. And I tried to do a different 8 on Thursday than
from
I did
the previous 14.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been doing a lot of the same sets at the store, which is weird for me.
Yeah.
You know, because I haven't really been writing that much. I've been doing a lot of the old...
Been a little slump myself.
Yeah, but I thought of two ideas yesterday, so I was happy about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
So,
only idea I came up with recently was a sketch for wine tasting, but it's W-H-I-N-E. So,
okay.
You know, have people whining.
That's pretty
like,
funny.
Oh, that's a California wine.
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's a white wine, you know,
right.
Spanish wine. Anyway, that's all I got.
That's pretty funny.
I had shows at Wednesdays at the Palace. Vanessa.
We weren't done with me yet.
Oh, I thought you were done after Friday.
Well, I had Winston's. We did the contest.
Right.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was a little slow, to be honest with you, for a second round, because a lot of the first rounds are pretty good.
Oh, that's interesting.
Was pretty good.
Yeah.
And now we got into the second round, which normally builds, you know, and there was no one really. There was probably like 14 people there.
Who advanced in that?
I threw it because I'm trying to stretch it to the full 3 months or 4 months or whatever. So I did like a wild card or kind of show.
Cool.
So 6 people advanced out of the 8. So it was advanced to the next round was Jim Hayes, Venti, Raul Zambrano, and one other person.
Okay, cool.
And then the wild card was Alan Anderson and Richard Provencio.
Okay.
So I feel bad I can't remember that 4th person, but the fact that I can remember 7...
That's pretty good.
It's pretty decent.
That's pretty good.
Now it's going to bother me and wonder. Nick Flair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he
was the other one that advanced. So it was kind of slow. There were some people there that were laughing, and when people were pretty funny, they were laughing.
Uh-huh.
You know, when they weren't so much. So
sometimes you have those rounds where it's all people that just... They didn't bring anyone. They're just going on merit.
Right.
And that's weird because it's like that one will be slow.
Yeah.
You
know, so you never know. But how was your week?
It was pretty good. I was at the Palace on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Peruda was in town.
Yeah.
From New York.
Yeah.
And she was like high school friends with Bijan.
Yeah, that's what he told me. Yeah.
So it was kind of fun because it was a lot of people from their high school. Like just mostly girls that they had gone to high school with.
Right.
So it was a fun audience. They were a little talky, but it ended up being fun. And then I watched her set, and I just thought she was terrific.
Okay.
She did such a great 30 minutes. It was really fun to watch.
That's good.
And then Thursday, my Willie Wilson Sanctuary Lounge show was of course, canceled.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I feel like that show gets canceled more than it actually occurs. I had even messaged him the day before, like, are we really doing it this time? Because usually
I didn't know that
it
was
gets
a thing.
Canceled.
Why does it get canceled?
Not
enough people?
You know
or something?
What? It's not even worth.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that didn't happen. But I went to the Tonight San Diego our first official writers meeting.
Okay.
Which was really good. Mostly was pitching sketch ideas, so we didn't really go into headline stuff yet.
Okay.
But a lot of cool segments and some fun stuff for the season. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've been writing some jokes here and again.
Yeah.
It's tough because all the local stuff is mostly just like death and violence.
I've found that myself. You got to stay away from the dark, tragic stories. Yeah.
But that's hard because that's everything. Yeah. Everything's a sex offender, a DUI.
Totally. So. And you don't want to do all like kitten stories, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if there's something wacky, I sometimes look at Huffington Post News of the Weird or things like that.
But you want to keep it local though, right?
I mean, I feel like if it's funny enough and it's local, cool. If it's general enough and it's funny, then it doesn't have to be local. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
I know Folly would probably prefer it to be mostly local. But also, I feel like I'd like the jokes to be a little more evergreen, so they don't expire in a week like a Twitter joke or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Some things, and it's like current events, that joke is...
And then how edgy can you get?
I mean, I think you can get edgy, but it's supposed to be, clean family show kind of thing.
Okay.
But if there's innuendo, then you can work around it.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry for you.
Right. No, because I was saying, we can't really use it, but like the Jewish men's choir is singing in March.
Okay.
Or where it's better known as 40-year-old virgins.
There it is. Nice.
That was kind of funny.
That is funny. We could try it.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
You never know. Sometimes, we pitch them in the meeting and see who laughs and... Based on that, we decide which jokes to use. You know what I mean?
Always stuff that I think is funny is like not funny to humans. So
you never know, man. You never know what's funny. I pitch jokes in there that I don't think are going to do anything. Sometimes random things do better than others.
I know. Normally when you don't believe in it, it's good.
That's right.
I told my friend, I said, so I'm really into hospital dramas, but I can't afford cable. So now I just follow around ambulances.
Okay.
Because you could see into the ambulance.
You could see into the
ambulance. I don't know.
It was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never know. Like one of the writers on there, Daniel Delgado, he always undersells everything. He's always like, oh, this sucks. And then it'll be like our favorite stuff. Like every time. So yeah, you just never know. But.
Yeah.
What else? And then last night, Friday night,
YMCA.
The YMCA.
How was that?
That was a fundraiser for, God, I don't know what. I don't know. There was a bunch of therapists, like children therapists at the YMCA.
Perfect audience.
Yeah. And it was kind of okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I had some fun riffing with some. I basically started fixating on the guy that wouldn't laugh in the front row and, just working on him.
That always happens.
So there was some of that, and it felt like a long show. It started late, and it ended. I mean, it wasn't super long. It just felt long. When they're not really laughing all that hard,
yeah.
I feel like cut it to a 60-minute show. It's just torture when you have, too many comics doing too much time. And then doing raffle stuff in between everybody.
Oh, fun.
But Sarah Lee was a lovely host.
Nobody doesn't like her.
No, she's very sweet.
Yeah.
And funny, and her parents were there, and her mom looks exactly like her. So it was like watching two of them laughing in the audience.
Nice.
But yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. What else? Oh, I forgot. On Thursday, right before I went up, I felt like someone was accusing me of stealing their joke. Because it just came up to me, he goes, so that status you had, I did a joke about that a few days before. And they're like, all right, it's Jeff Bilodeau.
Great.
So I have that in my head. But it turns out after, he was like, I was just saying parallel thinking. Like, I did it on stage, but I know you didn't see it. And I was like, but why would you say that
right before
I'm about to go up?
Yeah. So should have done that joke on stage.
Yeah. So anyways,
hey. What you got tonight? You off tonight?
I'm off tonight.
Okay.
You?
Off. Yeah.
Good. Well, speaking of off, let's bring in our guest. The very funny was there. Anthony Grabert, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing the show.
No problem, man.
Yeah, nice made it you. The whole segment. You haven't even coughed yet, I don't think.
Of sheer willpower.
Oh, okay. I thought you were hitting that cough switch button. I didn't even notice it.
My lungs are just filled with tar.
Resin.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
That's good. Nice. So what about you? Did you perform at all this week?
Yeah, I did. I did like a million mics, but I did a Raoul's cluster.
Okay.
And that was...
That was Monday.
That was embarrassing.
Why?
I did so bad. I think somebody vomited.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because of your jokes?
Yeah.
That's worse than getting booed, I guess, if they just throw up during your set.
Yeah, it was the highlight of my set for sure.
Were they sitting at the?
It's definitely a credit you could use.
Yeah,
this next guy makes crowds vomit. He's so funny.
I believe Russell Brock's already using that.
Yeah.
So.
And then I did a show with him on Thursday.
Okay. How was that?
That was really good. That's a really. It's like a number one on Fifth.
Okay.
And I was surprised that I got booked for that because Jamie booked me, and I was pretty sure she, like, hates me.
Gambling?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, we used to do a show together, the Alt List. I don't know if she still does it, but yeah, we just, last time we talked, like, she, like, hated me and blocked me on Facebook, and
nice.
It wasn't good. Nice. But she booked me for that show, and that was a lot of fun.
That's good.
Yeah, so maybe she doesn't hate me.
Maybe not.
You're one that you do a lot of open mics?
Yeah.
You do the Madhouse every night?
Every night, yeah. And then try to do like 2 to 3 other mics.
Okay.
What are the other good ones that you do?
I mean, just there's always like a couple every day.
You do the ACC one?
Always do ACC, and there's like Navajo Live on Wednesday, and then Salty Frog on Wednesday, so you can kind of do like 4 of them.
Nice. Wow. So you do all 4 in one day?
Yeah. Then there's also like Wyndham on Wednesday. So that's, you can do 5 if
right.
you want to.
That's the hotel bar. The
oh, that's the one at 5, right?
Yeah. And then like Thursday, there's like 5 also.
What 5 are on Thursday?
Yeah.
There's like the Go Lounge and then Bar La Mesa.
Never heard of them. Never heard of these
either
things.
Either of those.
Yeah. Though they're
out of the, we're out of the loop, Jeff.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. We're out of the loop.
I mean.
Don't know. You're not doing mics anyway.
No. I mean, it's not. If I have something new, then
yeah.
I'll.
Then
do,
you
it.
Can do it.
But if I don't, I'm not going to do my same old crap. You know, I used to do the open mic at the Palace because when we taught the class because I was there.
Right.
But, you know, I don't even drive to the store when I have 8 minutes sometimes.
Because
you know
if
mean?
You don't have something new, you feel like, what am I doing? Right. Spinning the wheels.
Kind of wasting your time.
But you guys don't write new jokes every day?
Well, I try, but, you know, I'm in a slump right now. I got to write some new stuff. I need a new, you know, character voice. I need some relationship crap.
I mean, I would say on average,
like a new voice, like I'm just eating.
Never, check it out.
I mean, I would say every day I write a joke, but I would say once a month I actually try a joke I write.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Do you try everything you write or everything?
Yeah, I try everything I write.
See, that's what I can't do.
Yeah,
that.
That's.
And then, great. But you say it on stage, and you're just like, oh, that sucks, and throw it away.
Yeah.
Immediately throw it away. Or you try it like 3 out of those 5 mics.
Yeah, I'll try it a couple times, and if I know it's really bad, then it's just gone.
Just ditch it.
See, that's I'm a pussy now.
It's hard to do that.
We'll be back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in tech. We're back in 3 minutes. Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Film in Diego, a 6-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an L.A. thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Second segment.
Yes, sir.
So, Anthony, so a typical week you can do, you're doing what, 15, 20 open mics?
I don't think ever 20, but probably easily 10.
10?
And then
that's
like
great.
About 15. And then if you get on a couple shows, you know, like 17, 18.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's like a month for me.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have anything like that when we first started comedy.
No.
And I had no idea. Some of the venues he was mentioning, I didn't even know were they're a thing.
So in your opinion, is it just a mic is a mic? You don't care if there's one person there? Or
well, when I started, I would care. Like, I was like, oh, there's only 4 people listening to me. Like, 6 comics is horrible. I'm not going to go up. But now, yeah. Well, it's also good to, like, get the wording out because I like to ride on stage a lot. I always have the premise and then I just start talking on stage and hopefully I can find something funny. So then if I'm doing like 15 mics a week or whatever, then I'll land on something eventually. Then that's the bit.
Do you record it so that you can listen back and go, oh, that, yeah, I wrote that on stage here. I can revise it and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I always record. I don't always listen.
Uh huh.
But
because listen, if it was good or you came up with something, you'll listen back to it.
Yeah, if I remember, oh, how did I even get to that riff?
Yeah,
because I like to riff a lot too. Like, how did I get to that riff? Then I go back and kind of put the pieces together. But sometimes it's hard to get back to that point. Like, sometimes it's just kind of the energy of the room,
right?
And it's hard to recreate. But
that's true.
So, do you like sit down and write each day?
No, it's just a lot of talking, and then you know, I like to hang out like Burner and stuff, and so it's always like just bit city.
Right.
Just riffing.
Because he doesn't actually talk actual, like, human being conversation, right? It's just nonstop bit machine.
If you want to talk to him, you got to be in the car with him. Get into a car ride with him, and he will open up to you.
He talks to me. because I kind of try to take him under my wing at the store.
I love Burner. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, but he's having not a, he's getting it there at the store, but his material is tough to, you know, to work at the store.
Yeah,
you know, it's all couples and
it's literary stuff. It's very intelligent material. Some of that doesn't always work in at the La Jolla store.
Yeah, but it's nice to watch him because he's doing some the same bits sometimes. You know,
yeah.
There was a while at Winston's I never ever saw him do the same joke ever.
That's true.
You know, but at the store he's actually working on, you know, this 8-minute set that's
polishing it
that will work, which I respect that. You know,
I've noticed just from watching him at the store that he's gotten better responses. He's honing it in a little bit more. Like the way that we saw with Bandic and some other people where when they started, it was like they were really doing it for themselves. And then they evolved into really performing for the audience. I think that's where he's getting with it.
I've come full circle. Now I'm just doing it for the audience. And then me, it's like every time, like I do well, you know, but then people are like, good set. I'm like, yeah, it was just same old crap.
Same old crap. Yeah, I've been doing that too. I've been stuck in a rut and trying to just write on stage as much as possible and doing my favorite stuff at the YMCA thing was just all the riffing. Like, right. The rest of it, I was just bored as hell with it. But my only victory is, like, if I don't do those stupid closers, if I'm headlining something, and I didn't do any of the closers, so I was like, all right, I'm going to stay away from that stuff.
Right, yeah.
What do you mean by stupid closers?
Well, I just have a couple closers. One in particular that I've been doing for too long. And
the DJ thing?
I get really tired of it. So I feel like if I can have a strong enough set, I'll just end it before I get to that.
Yeah.
Like, cool, that's fine.
I get tired after jokes after, like, a month. I don't want to tell them anymore.
Yeah.
That's hard, because you got to, like, cycle so much material. But
where did you start comedy? Here in San Diego?
Yeah, at ACC.
Oh, okay. Did you work there, or were you just starting it there at their mic?
No, I just kind of went on, like, a lark one day and with a musician friend of mine who's probably the funniest person I've ever met.
Who's that?
This guy named Andy. Christ, I already forgot his name.
that's
Andy,
funny.
The funny man. That's what we
Andy,
call him.
The funniest man I can't remember.
That doesn't do comedy.
No. Well, he's a musician, so he was like all about music.
Okay.
Did he go to the ACC open mic?
Yeah, me and him went together one night, and then we both got up, and I bombed so bad. And then I didn't go again for like 2 months, and then I went back and had what I thought was probably a crush, but now it's probably just people just laughing, sort of.
Right.
By the time good. I was like, yeah. I'm
Did you
that.
Do the same material or different?
All completely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any of the stuff?
For my first set?
Yeah.
I had a joke that I used as my closer for like a year. That was for my first set.
Okay.
But I haven't said it in like 2 years now.
All right. And what was that?
It was just a story about my friend getting in a car accident.
Oh, nice.
And then it just was sort of a turn about how he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, like all those other pussies out there. Those fucking seatbelt wearing pussies. It's badass. I don't know. It's stupid.
That's good.
Do you have a lot of dark material? Would you say that you're mostly
dark material.
Mostly dark
which,
material.
That's what really kills me sometimes. I think that's why I bombed on the cluster on Monday. Sometimes I'm just like, talk about... Like James Schrader once told me, he said, hey, why don't you just write a joke about trees? And
Why trees?
Oh, he didn't mean like literally trees. Just meant like something benign.
Something not tragic and dark?
Yeah, nothing to deal with genitalia or somebody
Do you think
dying.
That comes from doing a lot, like majority of mics that, you know, you get conditioned to do darker stuff for the mic audience?
Yes, 100%. Because sometimes you're like, oh man, this bit's doing well, it's doing well. But then when half the room's like comics and they laugh at that, then you're in a room of 50 non-comics. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right. I watched some people at the store recently like that. I was there on a Sunday, and the mic was wrapping up before the Best Of show. And there was a lot of people there. A lot of the people on the mic were laughing super, super hard at each other. But the audience looked confused.
Yeah.
Like the audience kept looking back going, what's going on?
It's kind of like Oscar night.
Yeah. They're like, what are they laughing at? And I was like, I think at some point you can almost be too supportive if you're like, conditioning people to be like, yeah, that's awesome, and then they try it in front of an audience,
right?
And they're like, oh wow, that's way too dark. Have you had that problem
constantly?
Yeah,
it's so hard to judge, and I know what the problem is, but it's hard for me to fix it.
Well, you also probably gravitate to that kind of material, like you like
naturally, yeah.
So I mean, it's hard to break away from doing what you like to do.
But then, like when it, like at the show the other day, or number one on fifth, like if they like it, then I can do really well. But if they don't like it, then it's just horrible.
Yeah. What's the longest set you've had so far, do you know?
I've ever done?
Yeah.
Like 15?
Okay. Where was that? Do you remember?
It was at the Blarney Stone in downtown.
Was it a mic or was it a
show? It was a show.
Okay. How did it go?
Pretty good, I guess. don't know. I don't remember now. That was like a while ago.
Okay.
Who are some comics that you liked or like?
That I like now?
Yeah.
There's this guy named Jeff Bilodeau I love.
Yeah.
Jesse Egan's great.
That's funny.
But definitely Burner, Bandic when he was here,
uh-huh.
Mike Ula.
Well, I'm talking about more local, I mean
famous.
National people.
Yeah, people that influenced you maybe. Yeah. Or
is there a comedy outside of San Diego?
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald's my hero.
Okay.
And then John Doerr. I don't know if you know who he is. He's great. And Rory Scovel.
I love him.
Me too. And then, obviously, I don't know why I said me too.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's so great. I saw him at the DC Improv once.
Yeah?
And he did something amazing. Like, his opener was humongous. Like, his opener was something I think was musical, and he's singing. I thought it would be so impossible to follow, and then he forced himself to have to follow it. But his closer was like, you know what, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
And he just finished, and it was like such an opposite thing as to how you normally see a set.
Yeah.
Where they build to this closer and end with this big crescendo. He was like, he gave him so much entertainment that at the end he was like, that's cool. We're done.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think anyone was disappointed because he was so damn funny the whole time.
Have you watched the new season of Louie?
No, I haven't. Is he on that?
No,
he's not on it. But like the last couple of episodes, it's him touring. And there's like a real hacky feature before him.
Okay.
And then Louis goes up and he doesn't do well at all. I don't know if it's the new season.
I saw that one.
It's the newest one on Netflix.
Oh, Jim Florentine?
Yeah. And then the owner is like, all right, we're going to put the feature after you because he was doing better than him.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's this scene where Louis and the feature were like talking and Louis's like, you're a hack. I can't believe we're in the same business, you know, and things like that. But it is tough. Like people love fart jokes and you know, so it's tough to be like true to yourself and be funny. I think sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's disappointing sometimes when you see audiences laugh at certain things where you're like, damn it. They're not gonna like me.
Sometimes I'll do stuff like that. Like, there was this, like, Mexican guy that was sitting with his wife, and I was like, you guys gonna get married? And he's like, well, I don't know. I go, well, that's your green card. Like, so hacky. And afterwards was like, yeah, good riffing. I was like, yeah, it was stupid.
You're immediately like, I'm not proud of that at all. I know.
Dumb.
Every time I'll do something like, got any single people? And they're like, you know, and then I do that, whatever hacky single couples marry. I'm like, oh, I just want to hit myself in the face.
That's all I do now, though. because I kind of have a lot of single jokes. So I think it's funny when I say as any single people and no one fucking says anything.
Totally.
That's interesting.
And that happens
too.
A lot.
It's happened like every time.
Yeah.
So that's what's fun for me.
I was doing that stuff last night and Bijan texted me. He goes, you're not single anymore, bro. Because my lady friend was in the audience sitting there and I'm doing my same thing. Like, and afterwards, I was like, I better can some of that stuff, you know?
I don't know. Some days I'm single. Some days I have a girlfriend. I don't think it really
matters.
It
doesn't matter. Except if she's in the room. Then it's a little weird, you know what I mean?
Do you have any relationship material?
Sort of, but it's obviously like,
are you like killing her and raping her?
No.
Dirty porn.
I would never rape my fictional wife.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. It's good that there's a line.
But, I know a lot of people thought that I had a kid. They'd have jokes about having kids and being married.
Okay.
But they were just ridiculous jokes. And they're like, you're not married?
Yeah, you seem young. How old are you?
50.
15? 15?
No, I'm 30. I just turned 30 on February.
Okay. So you've never been married.
The whole month on February.
Yeah.
On February. I was trying to remember the day.
Black History Gruber.
Yeah.
So you never had a wife then?
No, I've never been married.
No kids?
I don't think so.
Yeah. None think so. No kids that you
well,
know.
Well, every lady I sleep with, I Facebook block.
Is that right?
No.
I think he's doing material right now. Facebook block.
I'm sorry.
While it's happening, he's like, sorry, what are you doing?
Oh,
I'm
going to
block
just
you.
Just blocking you.
Don't worry.
That's funny.
Not a big deal.
I don't want a kid, so we have to end all communication now.
It's one way to do it.
You know, somebody was talking about how like the problem with us trying to generate material is a lot of us as comedians don't do anything. We just do comedy, so we're just around other dark-minded comedians. We have to go out and like have some life experience to like talk about new stuff.
Oh, I heard, what was the episode you did last week?
It was Taylor.
Taylor
Tomlinson, yeah.
Yeah, but she made the point about whenever she goes out, she goes, oh, what's funny about the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing, too.
Totally. It's like you're not even in the moment enjoying what you're doing. You're just thinking, how can I write something on this?
You're trying to be present on stage, but I can't be present in life.
That's true. Oh, write that down. That's pretty good. I like that.
I mean, that's why I drink, to like shut my brain off and actually enjoy the time. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to WS Radio, the World of the Internet Talk Bar.
Today's episode is brought to you by Film in Diego, a six-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an L.A. thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Third segment. So do you got a day job or are you just doing open mics full time?
I'm a video game tester for Sony.
Okay.
Which is not interesting.
Why is it not interesting?
I don't know. I just go into work and
Did you enjoy video games before this job?
Yeah, I used to enjoy video games and now...
Now you hate them.
Yeah. Because I hold like a controller all day. Last thing I want to do is let's go. Like I'm getting back to work. Yeah.
So do you play all the systems or just one?
Just PlayStation. I guess PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3. Sometimes the Vita, which is like a handheld.
So okay. You know what's coming out next. Do you know, when are they doing another Red Dead video game?
That's Rockstar, man.
Isn't that?
They're okay. We work on first party games, which is games that,
That are strictly for PS?
No, that Sony produces. Yeah, they all are, but, just games that Sony produces personally.
Okay.
And a lot of other studios, they just produce their own games. Like Rockstar, they're up in Carlsbad.
Okay.
I have some friends that work up there, but.
Cool. Do you know if they're working on another Red Dead Redemption? That was my favorite game.
They probably are, because they only make that game in
Grand Theft Auto,
yeah.
My two favorite games.
I've done Grand Theft Auto. I've never heard of the other one.
Well, it's like a Western version of it, Red Dead Redemption. And what I thought was amazing about the game was it was like living a movie. It was very cinematic. There was moments where the music would come up and the visuals, it was like aligned to where you were on your horse and come up on some cliff and look out and this amazing music and the... Sun. I mean, it was like being in a Western. I like Western movies.
Yeah.
You know, but I had never really experienced that in video games before, partly because maybe I haven't played enough video games, but
yeah.
I played enough where I was like, wow, this is different. I thought it was different.
That game's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It really is. Those guys know what they're doing over there, Rockstar.
I just played Techno Super Bowl, so I don't.
That's good.
That's
times.
What I play pretty much every day.
That's
so.
A good time.
On the NES?
Yeah.
You still play that every day?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm not coordinated enough to play the new ones.
Two buttons, that's all you need, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've tried to play, I've played PlayStation back in the day, but the last one I played was PlayStation 2. I haven't played PlayStation 3 or PlayStation.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's a lot of buttons.
I did like Grand Theft Auto. That was a fun one.
So fun.
I used to play Resident Evil. I don't know if you remember that game.
I
was on
that.
the original PlayStation.
That's scary. That's a dark game. That's like that's an Anthony Gruber material of games.
Yeah.
It's funny going back and playing the first Resident Evil. It looks so bad.
Yeah.
But I remember at the time thinking it was so cool looking.
Boy. Totally.
But it's just like a painted background and you're like crappy, almost 2D characters walking around.
I played in Techno Super Bowl. It's just easy. I guess my brain is not advanced to play elaborate
games. Some of those games are fun, though. Football is just fun.
Yeah.
I got to get a recommendation for you. What? Snake.
Snake?
You should play Snake.
I got that on my phone.
Yeah. It's a little more coordination involved, but you might like it.
Yeah. I got to get better. I was never coordinated. I couldn't ski.
Oh, yeah.
You guys skiers?
I used to, but I became very afraid of heights and stopped doing it.
What about you, Anthony?
When my Olympic run ended, I decided to give up skiing.
He turned 50. Yeah. He said, that's enough.
You hang up
knees.
The poles.
So video game testing, not an interesting game for you. You haven't mined it for material yet.
No.
Did you find it boring?
Yeah, maybe once I move away from the job, then maybe I'll think of something more. But for now, I just really...
Everybody thinks it's like Grandma's Boy, where you just take bong hits and play video games.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. But
I mean, it's just a regular job. We work hard and...
You're looking for bugs in the game? You're looking for mistakes and things that they rendered poorly or whatever?
Yeah, also, it could be anything. Some of it's even sort of our opinion of, how the game should go. As long as we, format it in such a way that it's a problem rather than just, our opinion.
I got you.
You can get, stuff
so
like that.
So is just a regular 9-to-5?
Well, no, We work 13 hours a day a lot.
Oh, my.
So a lot of times I work 10 to 10.
Because there's tight deadlines for these video games to come out. You have to get them done quickly.
Yeah. They just, I mean, there's a lot of games. There's just a lot of, they don't want anything wrong with the game when it comes out, hopefully. Because there's also another process called format, where you make the game and you submit it, and then if they find something wrong, then they kick it out of format. Well, format's just like a lot of money. Hmm. So they would have to like invest like $50,000 more or something to go through the process again.
What were some of your favorite games that you ever played? I mean, besides the ones we already mentioned, like Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead.
Any of the 2K series I really love.
The Madden?
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 through 5. Okay. 5 just came out.
Uh-huh.
What about Mortal Kombat?
I hate Mortal Kombat. It's got a block. It's got a button to block. Is this interesting to anybody? I don't want to talk about how I don't like Mortal Kombat because it's got a block button. You got to press back. I don't know. Just press back.
Just press back.
You gotta block low, you gotta block high. It's a skill game. Why are we pressing a button?
I forgot he asked us. He didn't want to talk about Mortal Kombat before. Asked him, is there anything you don't want to talk about? Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. So
I thought you were kidding. That's the only reason we brought him on the podcast, to fuck with him.
Just to fuck with him.
To talk about
Jeff,
Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
He's blocking.
Damn it. I'll do that. Finish him. Flawless victory.
Yeah, it's good. Did you do the Tilt 2 Sunday, Mike?
Oh, that's the best. That's probably my favorite mic of the week.
Why is that?
Because you go up with somebody else, and every week I try to go up with somebody different.
Okay.
Like last time I went up with Schrader.
Is it a fun mug?
Yeah, fun mug style. I mean, you could just start riffing if you want.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want to go up there alone and just do material, nobody would fault you for that. But if you want to go by yourself, it's 5. But if you want to go up with somebody else, it's 10.
Cool. Mm.
So you
normally do that.
Yeah, I normally do that, and sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's a failure.
But with Schrader, that was a fun one?
Schrader was a lot of fun, yeah. And you know, it's like a two-man team, somebody kind of has to like take the lead, somebody sort of has to play like the...
Bad cop?
Yeah. Somebody takes the lead, somebody's the bad
cop. I think when we do it, we could almost trade off on taking the lead, right? Or, I mean, you initiated a lot of the jokes last time, but then... If I had some riff that you were bouncing off of. So right. It felt like we were going back and forth.
But you guys have done it together before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys are obviously good friends.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
But I
know. Oh, wow.
Acquaintances. Yeah. Host a radio show together.
I mean, do they ever have an audience there?
Yeah, sometimes. There's usually like 5.
You went like very confident and slowly less confident.
Well, you know, so a lot of times it kind of goes in waves where it'd be like 5 people. For 5 people, there'd be like the whole room will be filled. And then
that's Tuesday? That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Tuesday was Gordon's show, the Night Stalker.
And then Lockwood just started a show. It's like a monthly show on Tuesday.
Okay.
Called like the Super Duper Show, I think.
Nice.
But I saw the first one. It was pretty fun.
Are you going to produce another show? You said you were part of Altlist for a while.
Probably not.
Why?
It's a lot of hassle, man.
Mm-hmm. What's the hassle? The booking it or getting people there, promoting it? Or
the stress of like not having a good show. Uh-huh. And then, well, I don't know, when you book like a local show... A lot of times, like, the first couple will be, like, really sweet lineups. And then after that, it seems like people, like, I'm like, oh, why are all these people on this lineup? This kind of sucks. Like, I don't want to go to that.
Yeah. Do you think it really matters who's on the show that people go to see it?
For me, it does. But if it's just going to be a bad show, I don't want, like, my name attached to a bad show just because I'm down to, like, 5 guys that just started. Last month, I don't know.
But you're the one booking it. Why don't you book people that aren't you?
Well,
like?
You can't book the same people every time, can you?
Well, there's 700 comics. And are you saying there's only 5 good?
There's
comics?
There's only 5 good comics. 3 in this room.
They get Grabert the approval.
The Grabert bump. So
that's what he gives the girls as well. You just got Grabert bumped.
You got Grabert bumped.
And now you got Grabert blocked.
I can't have Chris Curtis headline every show.
Yeah. Every single show.
No, he should. He should.
It would be nice.
He is funny. So you're not about doing that right now. And the only reason I bring it up is because sometimes that's the best way to sort of get more stage time that's not a mic is that you create your own show and carve out your own thing.
I kind of hate that idea. of like trading, it's like a currency, you know, like I book you, you book me. I really just hope one day somebody goes, you're funny, I'm going to book you.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened yet.
It takes a long time. It's hard to get that to happen at all, ever, I think.
Yeah, but that's my dream.
I feel like it helped us, but just by having Winston's for so long that, you know.
Well, people still think you book Winston's,
on the radar.
Though.
I always tell them I don't. But.
you don't book Winston's?
Yes, exactly. See, that's what he thought.
Yeah.
I just think that's so funny to me.
I know.
But, yeah, but, I mean, I think you just see a lot of the same people on all the same shows, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. See Bijan's name everywhere, you know, and just the same. I think this is 3 weeks in a row that I mentioned that Bijan's on every
show. I think
show.
What's so funny about that, too, is you see his name on everything, but he rarely performs, like, on those things. Like, he's not always going up.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, he'll cut his own time first, just because I think he feels like he is on so many shows, you know?
Yeah.
It's mostly promoting them and booking
them. Was he on the Willie Wilson barbecue show, too?
No, he was not.
No.
No.
That's why I got canceled.
Yeah, no, that was, I forget. I think it was Zoltan and Greg Santos.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the thing is, sometimes you have to have control of your own show so that you're not waiting around for people to recognize that you're funny. You know what I mean?
I suppose that's true. But at the same time, I still feel like I'm just growing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like not in a rush to, like, you know, get to here when I'm more down here.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
You're 3 years in now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a decent amount of time doing comedy.
What's the next step for you?
Vegas.
Vegas?
Vegas.
Yeah, I'm
going to perform in Vegas. Nice.
Yeah, Carrot Top said, no, I don't know.
Do you ever travel to do comedy? Have you done
only anything? To L.A.
Okay.
But L.A. is a lot of fun because, you know, even though it's like usually it's all comics, like they've never heard any of your stuff or know who you are at all.
Did you do mics up there? Did you do like Sal's Comedy Hole and things like that or what?
Yeah, just all sorts of random. There's like a billion mics every day up there.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of just, I try to go to different places if I can. But I really like Echoes Under Sunset or something like that.
Okay.
It's just like a big room. But that's probably my favorite one I've done so far.
Was there an audience at all?
That's all comics. Like, every show is all comics. But there's, like, so there's a big room of people. So there's, like, 100 people that sign up for that mic. So technically there's, like, a large amount of people.
Since you're a big madhouse mic, how did you feel about the comics have to sit in the pit idea?
I kind of like it.
The pitroversy,
yeah. I kind of like it.
Pitgate.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucks, like, when I've been working all day.
Yeah.
And then I work, like, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., then I get there, then I have to, like, sit.
And then you got
to
go sit in the pit, too.
Quietly, like, yeah. Let me fucking have a second.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel about it. But overall, I think it's good.
Yeah. Do you like working at the Madhouse?
I do not.
All right. We got more with Anthony Gagabear coming back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, World Lightning Network. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Film in Diego, a 6-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an LA thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All white.
All whitey then.
All white here at the Comics Talk Comedy this week. Do you have aspirations to move to L.A. or New York or anywhere like that?
There's so much like stage time down here. Like, I'm not really in a rush. I'm just not in a rush to do anything. I'm just a very lazy person.
Okay.
I just want to write jokes and then hopefully... Well, because I know... I've done enough shows now where I know I'm, like, wildly inconsistent. Where I can do really well or, like, bomb pretty hard, and I don't really know why. And so
doing the same material, or...?
Yeah, do the same material.
That's interesting.
And so, I think essentially it's a material...
Have you ever worked clean? Have you ever done any shows where you were forced to be clean the whole way?
That was probably my worst show ever.
Okay.
It was like a competition for, what's that place that was in Murrieta?
Aces,
yeah.
They had a clean, comedy competition at Aces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like Taylor Williamson was on the show also, so they wanted us to be clean, and he was like freaking out. I got like a pretty bad argument with him because he was being kind of...
You did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he was just talking to me like I was a peasant. And so I was just kind of talking to him like he was an asshole. He's a nice guy. I understand also, but I have a problem with like authority.
Yeah.
But,
so you were arguing with him and then he's like, this is awkward.
Yeah. So
I feel like we're flirting.
Oh, man. So you had to be clean for how long?
That was like 5 minutes.
Ooh, and even 5 minutes, it was brutal, huh?
Yeah, well, I enjoyed doing my set.
Okay.
Nobody else did.
Nobody, you mean the audience? Yeah. Nobody else.
Because it was full.
Oh, wow.
The room was full.
Yeah.
And then I remember I got one vote, and it was mine that I cast for myself.
Oh, my God.
And he showed me that was your only vote.
Wow. So it didn't go well, is what you're saying. Or do you think it was just a matter of people were voting for their friends?
Did you advance?
No.
Did you advance? With your own vote? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But objectively, do you think you had a good set, or do you think that...
Probably not. Because... That was like a while ago, so I was also still having the problem of like when I started, when the first joke didn't go well, I probably started imploding. And then when I started imploding, my mind just, I have a lot of jokes that are essentially like FU jokes, where I start going bad, and I'm like, you guys are going to hear some horrible stuff now, because I don't like you anymore.
So you give up quite quickly.
I used to, not anymore, but okay. I think I was still in that vein at that time.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I used to feel that when I first started. If I started going bad, I don't think I could get out of it.
Yeah.
Now I just try to be happy from the start and then slowly die inside.
Slowly die inside. Yeah, that's funny.
It's just how it feels.
I try, and then when I sell something really hard and they give me nothing, I get irritated like I did last night and start attacking them.
Yeah.
You know? But sometimes they like that, you know? Sometimes they like me. I saw Zoltan do it, and I was like, I'm going to try that. And he started attacking them for being terrible, and they started to come out of it and loosen up. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was years ago, but I feel like that doesn't always work, you know? But in this, last night it seemed
to work. I followed Zoltan's meltdowns a couple times when I was first starting out. The last one I remember is he was yelling at this heckler, and he goes,
oh, yeah, this is a good one.
I'm going to shove the mic so far up your ass, you're going to hear all the echoes of the dicks that have been there. All right, that's my time. All right, your next comic coming to the stage. And brought me up.
You're like, can I get a clean mic?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was like when I still had people coming to see me, and like I just ate it so hard.
Oh,
like,
God.
Wasn't ready to follow that kind of
that
anger.
Kind of attack.
Yeah. So,
like I say, it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it didn't work. They didn't laugh.
No.
But that was a good line. I
that
have
is
to give
a good
that.
Line. You never forgot that line.
No. Yeah. This is probably like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So. I'm still laughing at echoes of the dicks.
Yeah.
Are they screaming when they're up there?
It's been good having him a few steps ahead so he could watch all the mistakes. You know, like I talked to him once about, you know, what do you do when you get heckled? And he's like, I used to be really aggressive. And he's like, and I was like, so what changed? He's like, well, I remember being on the mic and thinking there was like this fourth wall that wouldn't be broken because I'm entertaining and it's like I'm on TV almost. And then I go, what changed that? He goes, well, when I get hit with a bottle.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a bottle at him, and that's when his, you know, concept about this changed, you know. I can't say anything I want. There's freedom of speech, but there's also people that throw bottles.
Right, yeah. I got that pretty early on when I did some show up north, and, like, they had to escort me off.
Why?
Because this girl told me to, what did she tell me? I don't really remember what she told me, because we were there at like 4 o'clock. The show was supposed to start at 7.
Yeah.
It started at 10.
Oh.
And I was like the headliner, so I didn't go up till like 11:30.
Wow.
So I had been drinking since 4.
Oh.
So, I mean, I wasn't drunk per se, but I wasn't in the right mindset. So basically,
wasn't sober per se.
Yeah. So I had been fucking lying to these people the whole time. I told them like I was visiting, I was like these people's agent. Like it was like me, Kyle Ray, Renee, and this Stephen Scott guy.
Okay.
So anyways, I was talking to this girl all time. She was like, just don't bring up, I don't know, mixed or something. I really don't remember.
Right.
And the set was going terrible. And I go, oh, this girl's mixed. And like,
brought up exactly what they said not to bring up.
Yeah. So everyone looks at her and she's like all embarrassed. And I guess she like called her mom. So then her mom came to the show. And then like after I,
while you were still up.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No,
I did like 40 minutes or something.
Oh
ridiculous.
My God.
Yeah. So by the time like her mom got there and security like came to the edge of the stage when I was getting off, they're like, I think it's best if we escort you out. I think that'll be safe for you.
Wow, that's a new one.
Yeah,
I never had that happen.
Yeah, that was
I've been booed. You ever been booed, Anthony?
No, I've never been booed.
You've been heckled, obviously, but you've never been booed.
Did people get booed?
I got booed at the Comedy Store.
By who? Oh, sorry about that, by the way.
This is someone that hated Eskimo puns, I'll tell you that. They booed right on the first one. I had just followed like a really dirty show. I was on late, and it was early in doing that joke. And I started with these cheeky, you know, puns.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like, I forget who was up before me, like Nick Youssef or somebody from LA that was just filthy. You know, I was like, fuck the Kardashians, fuck them in there, you know, whatever. And then I go up and I'm like, hey, you know, an Eskimo girl is totally Inuit. And this guy's like, boo. And I was like, you son of a bitch. I was like, that's my first, like, give me a chance.
I've gotten a womp. Oh, I've gotten that before.
Yeah. The worst I ever got was someone would just said, I think your time is it. I think your time is done.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I think you're right.
I think my least favorite thing is if they ever say, like, you're not funny. And I know I got that early on where someone would yell out, you're not funny. And, man, I can't think of a deeper insult for I'd rather you just told me I was fat and ugly than if you said I'm not funny. Yeah. You know? I can't take that.
You're fat and ugly, but am I funny?
Yeah, am I funny, though?
No, not so much.
Ah, goddamn it.
Triple threat.
Totally.
So I guess you covered your worst show. What's your best show?
Yeah, the worst one was the clean contest.
Yeah. Do people have a best show?
Yeah. Do people have a best show?
I've had good shows. I don't know.
There's not one that sticks out as...
Not really. I don't know. I've had good reactions to shows. I guess probably Cluster or something. I don't know.
How many of those have you done?
Like 5 or 6 or something.
Basically a cluster of them.
Your cluster?
Yeah, clusters.
So they go normally better than that went on Monday?
The first... Well, my other worst show was like the first cluster I ever did, which when I was like... Probably like 6 months into comedy, and it was like right when Raul first started doing it, and he was like, can you host? And I was like, yeah, I'm probably the best host that there is. And then I bombed so bad, and then I had to keep going out there,
yeah,
and I kept trying to make jokes with people.
God.
They were like, well, just get off the stage. Let a song come up.
That's brutal.
That's why I hate hosts. I just think the host is just... The hosts are good for open mics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're just going to see shit, so you got to say something to
otherwise,
make
it's a
it
waste
funny.
Of time, and you just piggyback it, right?
Yeah. I think the host position is just, like, washed up. I just
like the way, you know, Lou does it. Because, you know, he's off to the side, piano, music, it's quick, it's fast. I like it. It keeps it going.
It would be nice, I mean, when we tandem to have some music.
Yeah.
You know, because there's always the law where, I mean, if the comic is not ready, so then the audience claps and they're like, all right, how long are we going to fucking clap for?
Right.
So if you have music, that kind of breaks that up.
But
other than that, I mean, I just don't think a host is really necessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Or if you have a host, they have to be really good. Joey Diaz said the host has to be the second best person on the show.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know, I thought the feature, but no, the host, you know?
Yeah. Because it's not easy.
Not easy.
Anyways,
you got there to bomb.
Yeah. Where can we find you, Anthony?
Twitter?
Twitter? No. Facebook?
Vine?
Vine? No.
Instagram?
No.
Tinder?
I'll just be at a mic or something, man. Come on.
We'll see you at a mic.
Plenty of fists. All right. You listen to WFA.com World Internet. Bye.